The battlefield. Your mind is a battlefield. There is a constant struggle for control of your thoughts and heart. Do you ever let Satan beat you up for the day? Or are you strong enough to stand against his every attack? Recently, he had his way with me most of the day. I let him use me for a punching bag. He knows I belong to God and he cannot possess me, but he sure does enjoy throwing stumbling blocks in my path. Blocks of self-doubt, unworthiness, confusion, disappointment from people close to me. I have a built-in desire to please. But who am I most concerned with pleasing? I say my allegiance is to Father, so how do I stumble into the boxing ring unprotected? I'm sure it happens somewhere between my rising for the day and pulling on my protective gear. Father's instructions are clear enough. The Lord is near. Don't worry about anything. Philippians 4, verses 5 and 6. But I spent several unproductive hours worrying about many things. What did it gain me? An entire day of feeling off, tired, barely able to drag myself up and down the stairs. What glory did that bring to Father? It just proved my weakness, my need for the saving blood of Jesus. So how is a person to withstand the darkness of Satan's attacks? Make your request known to God by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Your thoughts on what is true, noble, righteous, pure, lovable, or admirable, on some virtue or something praiseworthy. Philippians 4, 6 through 8. When you feel like the enemy has trapped you in a snare, don't just sit there and take it with your head hung low, like I did, but take captive your thoughts. Then God's shalom, peace, passing all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds safe in union with Messiah Yeshua, Jesus. Philippians 4:7. The enemy is awake in the morning, waiting to attack you. Get to Jesus first.